This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of two new albums by performers who've been on the music scene for a couple of decades. Ken says Peter Wolf is still a contender in the rock arena, but Fleetwood Mac sound is getting old.
I had planned to ignore the recent spate of new recordings by veteran performers. There's enough fresh music by up-and-coming rockers around that it seemed pointless to spend a review rehashing the career of someone like Peter Wolf, who used to lead the Jay Giles Band, or Fleetwood Mac with its two new members and its watered-down identity. But then I realized that their extremes are interesting. The Peter Wolf record is so unexpectedly good. The Fleetwood Mac is so dismayingly bad. Ever since Lindsey Buckingham left Fleetwood Mac a few years ago, the band has been an aimless, drifting outfit. The two new guys, Billy Burnett and Rick Vito, are both excellent musicians, but they can't keep this album, Behind the Mask, from sounding like anything more than a reiteration of the band's previous themes and melodies. Earnest yet tired, well-crafted yet deadening, this is the sound of musicians who need a creative shot in the arm. If Fleetwood Mac sounds enervated, Peter Wolf sounds rejuvenated. His new collection, called Up to No Good, is a revelation, lively and witty in its approach to middle-aged rock and roll. I know I've got a nasty reputation. I know I've been bad, but I always had style. So I understand your constant hesitation. As the yammering lead voice in the Jay Giles Band, Peter Wolf was a charming latter-day hipster, haggard, pencil-thin, and vaguely menacing-looking, yet articulate and funny about his devotion to rock, soul, and rhythm and blues. The two solo albums he made after leaving Jay Giles were, respectively, uneven and disastrous, but Up to No Good can stand comparison to the best of the Jay Giles Band, and indeed to music by any whippersnapper around today. Wolf sounds relaxed and playful. Maybe he's given up on the idea of reclaiming his stardom and just decided to make a record to please himself. More than anything else he's done, Up to No Good reveals the full range of Wolf's musical taste. Love light's shining, and the music's turned way down low. If you want her, really need her, oh, you better let her know. Don't make her a stranger. kicker to all of this is that Peter Wolf's album is already a flop, drifting off the charts only a few weeks after its release. And Fleetwood Mac's Behind the Mask is a top 20 hit on the rise. It's a cruel world out there.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. Fresh Air.